Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning.
Morning, Mike.
Upbeat Napier, they're back. Gabriel's gone, they're back, which is good.
Absolutely, they're through there well and truly. So the shares had a cracker on their half-year result, up 7% yesterday. Solid uplift in cargo volumes, that was up 14%. Revenue's up 10.6%, $78 million. They're through Cyclone Gabriel, they actually got a final claim there that contributed around about $7.5 million. But underlying net profit, that was strong. It was up 33%, $14.8 million. Container services revenue, that was up 27%, $42 million. So log volumes are going well. The Pan Pac pulp and paper plant, that's back humming since November after millions of dollars of investment by its Japanese owners. So that supports a lot of jobs there too, so that's a good story. Early apple picking season, that's also been helpful. And yeah, just the local Hawke's Bay horticulture sector is going pretty well generally. So looking ahead, they're sort of still mindful of some challenges, particularly in terms of log exports. But yeah, good news on the cruise front. They've got forward bookings of for the 2026 season around 66. Cost control's been going pretty well. And yeah, the good news for shareholders, Mike, was there was a special divvy, 2.5 cents per share. And they also revised up the underlying earnings forecast for FY26 to between 59 and 63 million from 55 to 59 million. Bit early days on the earnings season, Mike, but there's one clear trend emerging already. Companies that disappoint on the outlook are being punished. Those that over-deliver are being rewarded. Pretty simple equation. So shares are up, and next shares are back at pre-Cyclone Gabriel levels. They're executing well. Actually, another sort of thing that was of interest, I think, is with Manawa Energy departing, the stock's probably the front runner for inclusion in the NZX 50, so that would boost sentiment further.
Good news story. Internationally, Tajay, I note there's a miss there, so what's that telling us about sentiment and shopping and all that?
Yeah, Tajay, off target for sure. So obviously, a lot of interest in retail and consumer-facing companies, given tariffs and given how important the consumers to the economy. So yeah, they're off target. Shares down 5%. First quarter earnings of $1 billion, that missed estimate. Sales fell nearly 3%, and they actually lowered their full-year sales outlook as well. So that contrasts the likes of Walmart, Home Depot, and also DIY chain Lowe's overnight, which all maintained their forecast. So management, they blame weaker discretionary spending, a bit of a backlash against the rollback of their diversity, equity, inclusion efforts, partly for performance. But to be fair, it's been struggling for a while, actually, and it is in the midst of a turnaround. But that said, yeah, tariff uncertainty is clearly paying a part in recent times. And the big question that analysts are asking management on these earnings calls is, what are you going to do with tariffs? How are you going to cope with prices? Is the consumer going to cop it? And obviously Walmart has copped it from Trump. He reckons they should eat the tariffs. Home Depot and Lowe's, they say they can cope without raising prices. They're going to renegotiate terms. They're going to use buying power and so on. So Target's probably a little bit in the middle. And it really depends on how reliant they are on China. So Target gets around about half of what it sells from the US. 30% is produced in China, so that's still quite high, but it was 60% a few years ago. They reckon they can get it down to around about 25% by the end of the year, and that they can probably cope, but they might have to raise prices on some items. And I suppose, this is why we've got a lot of US companies, they're peddling quickly to get production out of China, but it's still going to be a really important manufacturing base for most, and particularly when you think the likes of Apple. So, yeah, strong interest in how these trade talks progress, Mike.
I reckon so. Japan, how worried are we? Is this a recession or no?
Yeah, we're getting close there, actually. So they're probably one of the countries hit the hardest by the tariffs, particularly the 25% tariffs on auto imports. Yeah. So export growth slowed there for the second straight month, half of March's growth, slower since October last year. Automobiles are almost 30% of their exports. They fell by nearly 5%. Steel, that's also copped of a tariff as well. That fell 29%. They've got these 10% baseline tariffs, but the reciprocal tariffs are potentially going back to 24% from July. So that's not a great news story for Japan. You look at their trade surplus, went from $847 billion to $780 billion in April. It's potentially going to be a real drag. I mean, they're already halfway to a recession, I suppose you could say. GDP in the first quarter was down 0.7%. Bank of Japan, unlike other central banks, they've been trying to keep inflation going. There's a thought now that they'll probably have to kick the next hike down to October, just until the tariff uncertainty was resolved. And yeah, things have changed a bit. Trump, it seemed like Japan was going to be one of the first to agree a deal with the US. Seems to have stalled. Their top negotiator says that the US should remove tariffs on Tokyo. There's no rush to do a deal, and he reckons they're not going to sacrifice the agricultural sector in Japan to protect the auto industry. Well, I don't know, they might have to relook at that, because the export powers is now at the risk of a technical recession if this drags on. So they haven't really got the upper hand in those negotiations,
Mike. No. What are the numbers?
A bit of weakness overnight today after that previous good run, previous days. But the Dow down 1.7%, 41,944. S&P 500 down 1%, as is the NASDAQ. FTSE 100, you mentioned those inflation numbers, that's up 0.1%. Nikkei down 0.6%. ASX 200 up 0.5%, as was the NZX 50. Gold up $24, $3,314 an ounce. Oil down 40 cents, 61, spot 65 a barrel. Currencies, Kiwi against the US, 59.5 up a bit. Australian dollar 92.3 up slightly, as also against the British pound 44.3. Japanese yen, speaking of that, 85.4 down 0.3%. And today, as you mentioned, a lot of interest in that budget.
That's the truth, Mike. Catch up tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. Luxury market, Canada Goose. If you're a skier, you probably know the name. Fiscal fourth quarter shares have gone up 20%. They're not providing anything financially for 2026 because they wouldn't have a clue like anybody else. Revenue, though, up 7.4%. So if you make a quality puffer jacket, there's still money for it. 6:21, here at News Talk ZB.